Now, speaking of dating, see what you think about this problem. This is a guy, Metin, who wrote to me. Ma'am, please tell me where the problem is. I am unable to get at least one girlfriend. If I want to get in touch with one particular girl, I can't seem to win. I'll give you some examples so you can see the pattern. Example one, I met Judy at her home and started flirting. I called her up another time and found out that she had just gotten married and had moved away. Example two, I found one girl online and we became good friends. We chatted daily, we emailed. She suddenly got a job in a foreign country and she forgot about me. She doesn't even reply to my emails. Why? Of course, we never met in person, but still. Example three, I met a girl who works at the bank and went back the next day to talk with her more, and I found out she left her job. And four, this is the last one. I saw a girl at church. I considered trying to meet her that day, but church was crowded and I couldn't find her later. Please tell me what's happening here. Of course, I try to think positively, but I'm worried that I might have a psychological problem, or maybe this is just my fate. Metin. Metin, about fate. I think the whole fate thing is absolutely utter nonsense. You are not fated to lose every woman that you meet. Now, certainly you can look at these examples and say, is there anything I did that's a bit off-putting? Did I, use too much pressure? Was I obnoxious? Was I pleading and begging and sounded like a wimp or something? You can certainly look at what you're doing, but in terms of it being fate, that's complete nonsense. This is utter coincidence. Each one of these examples is a very different example. You met online and you chatted daily and then she moves. Well, her whole life is in disarray now. A woman works at the bank and you just went back to talk to her and she left the job. Well, I don't think she left the job because of you. There are so many other factors in her life. You find a girl at church, you couldn't find her later. Well, look the next day. You don't want to give up and you certainly don't want to jump to wrong conclusions. In cognitive therapy, we call that technically stinking thinking. It's stinking thinking. If you're from Rhode Island, it's without the G's too. So what happens is when any of us go through a series of disappointments, it's easy for us to jump to the wrong conclusions. And I'll use your example. You would be ripe for jumping to what we call catastrophic conclusions, such as women I'm attracted to disappear. I'm jinxed with bad luck. I'll never find a woman. Maybe there's something psychologically wrong with me. What is it? Who knows? Maybe fate or the universe is set against my romantic happiness. Maybe I'll always be lonely and every woman I approach is unavailable and no woman will ever love me. Well, that is really, those are global conclusions that basically say, give it up, guy. It's over. You want to be able to use a skill in cognitive therapy called reframing. You want to be able to continue to take the risks that you're taking and to learn dating skills. Yes, there are wonderful dating skills that you can learn. How do you make yourself lovable is number one. You want to make yourself into a person that where you feel you've got self-confidence and self-esteem. And of course, you build that over time. You don't want to fake who you are. You don't want to escape building. If you know you've got some problems, you don't want to run away from them. You want to acknowledge them and make yourself better. And then the dating skills are, what are some openers when you meet a partner? How do you say hello in a way that's not off-putting to many people? Of course, some people will always be put off by whatever you say. What are you going to do with them? How do you choose the right partner? What are you looking for? What type of values and interests do they have? What type of habits do they have? Can you live with them? We cover, Dr. Edlock and I mentioned our book earlier, wrote the book, The Selfish Path to Romance, which you can get at Amazon.com or selfishromance.com. You can go there and read up on it. And we have a whole section, Finding Your Soulmate, how the whole dating process we discuss what to look for in a a potential partner, how to have fun doing it, how to love your own life and not never give up on romance for yourself. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. Pick up the phone and give me a call. I'm a clinical psychologist, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, and my website's drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
We said that wanting approval to eliminate your self-doubts does not work, and it does not contribute to a lasting romantic relationship. On the other side of the approval coin, you cannot get genuine self-esteem through disparaging others with put-downs, flaw-finding, or one-upsmanship. Another person's flaws don't make you a better person. People who try to get self-esteem by putting others down are trying to hide their own moral vices and/or their own sense of inferiority. You earn self-esteem by your own thinking and actions, not through comparisons. Self-esteem is not a matter of comparing yourself to anyone or gaining the illusion that you're okay by using defensive maneuvers.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.